Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It is 12:35. I'm Pamela Furr in for Dan Mandis. So glad to have you along, and so glad to have this man on the telephone with me this afternoon, State Senator Mark Green. Welcome, sir.
Thanks, Pamela, for having me on the show.
Yeah, not a problem. It's been a while since I've had an opportunity to talk to you, so I'm glad you were able to take some time. All right, so let's just get to it. Let's talk first about the Secretary of Army position and nomination that you had, but you decided to withdraw your name from nomination. What happened?
Well, there was this, I guess the best way to say it, concerted effort from the left to take down a Trump nominee. So they really strategically prepared these news articles, all of which were false, except for the one thing they said about my faith. They actually got that right. I believe that we're created, and I believe it not only from a scriptural standpoint, but from a scientific standpoint. I can look at the complexity of DNA and protein synthesis and blood clotting and all that. It didn't happen by chance. So, they got that part of it right. But the accusations about, saying that transgender people were evil, I never said that. I was talking about ISIS. And you can even go in that same conversation and see where it said, where I say this is not an issue of transgenders. The transgender people are not hurting people. This is about, perverts who will take advantage of the bathroom situation. But they ignored all of that. They had an agenda that they were pushing, and they pushed it, and it got to a point where, they weren't going to vote on my nomination, which essentially, I guess the U.S. Senate has this, I don't know if it's a policy or a rule, but basically any senator can indefinitely block a nominee.
And is that what happened?
Yeah, essentially that is what happened. So they basically, I'm told, hey, the Dems are going to block the vote. You're never going to get a vote on your nomination. And at that point, it's like, wait a minute, you mean the people of the United States Army are going to have the senior leadership, civilian leadership position not filled, just waiting on me? And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to make the men and women of the military second to me or to anyone. And so that's when I said, okay, fine, I'll walk away. I'll step away.
Now, I have to ask you this. Did you feel like you were also kind of out there alone? I mean, were you getting support from our U.S. senators? I mean, I'm sure you were, but were they publicly coming out and saying, okay, this effort by the left to block this is despicable? And even from the Trump administration, were you getting support?
Well, the Senator Corker helped a great deal. He attempted to arrange a meeting between myself and McCain, and from my understanding, had lunch with McCain and then tried to get the appointment set up. We called McCain to make it happen, and it never happened.
It just never happened.
No, I mean, no callbacks, anything.
Well, that's got to be extremely disappointing for you after getting, I mean, it's an honor to be nominated by the president for this kind of position, given your military background, your military career.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I took the oath to defend, the Constitution of the United States as a cadet on the plane at West Point at age 17. And, served. I wore the uniform for a total of 20 years. And I love the Army. I love soldiers. I love their families and the opportunity to go and serve them, make sure they've got the right equipment, the right training, the right leadership, and kind of position the Army for the Army of the future, too, not just the Army today, but to get acquisitions fixed, use some of the skills that I had from running my business and look and position the Army for 5-10 years from now. Look, when I went to combat in Iraq and Afghanistan, somebody had done the work years prior to make sure that I went to war, and it was an unfair advantage in my favor. And, I was just excited about the opportunity to do that for our soldiers today and for the soldiers, of the future. But didn't happen, and you're right. I was very sad and disappointed about it.
So that now puts you in a position to decide what your future is going to be because, at one point you had put your name, sort of, you'd at least filed the paperwork to put your name in the hat to run for governor for the state of Tennessee. And then you had said you're going to get the legislative stuff done before you even think about that. And then that's in the middle of all that, then you were nominated for Secretary of Army. So now Now what are you going to do? And that's what everybody's wondering. What are you going to do at this point?
Well, we have pretty much settled on a decision and are looking to probably make the announcement in the next day or so on what's next for us. Lots of options out there, and we took a lot of time, went through sort of a stepwise process of talking to the people who we consider our mentors to me and to our family, and talked to, my pastor and things like that, got everybody's advice, prayed about it, came to a decision, and we're just kind of finalizing, letting certain people know what's going on, and then we'll be making an announcement in the next day or so.
All right, very cool. But now here's what I'm going to ask, and I mean no disrespect by this whatsoever, but there are those who have supported you and who are fans of the work that you've done, for the state of Tennessee as a state senator and that sort of thing, but they look at the Secretary of Army situation, and some have said you backed off of a fight very quickly and very easily. Of course, we don't know all the behind the scenes things, only you do. But there, from the outward appearance, there are those that think you backed down pretty quickly. What would you say to those who would be critical of you and that?
It's funny, the people who are critical of me, I don't remember seeing them flying into those helicopters as the bullets were flying up when we were going into Baghdad. I'm not afraid. The suggestion that I am is just, it doesn't take the totality of my life into consideration. I'm not afraid. The issue of pulling my name out of the hat was just what I said earlier. The soldiers of the United States Army deserve leadership, and especially in this time. We got Kim Jong-un over there launching missiles every other day. Russia in the Ukraine. You've got China building small islands in the South China Sea. These guys need leadership. And if it becomes about me, well, I'm going to step away. We're going to get somebody in there who can be their leader. And honestly, I'm not going to get in the way of Donald Trump's agenda. He needs to be about what the people sent him up there for, and not squirreling around trying to convince the Democrats to vote for me. And Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren, they were adamantly opposed to Mark Green because of these lies that were propagated in the media.
See, that's the other thing, too, that bothers me. And I saw this. I think the Tennessee Star actually has transcripts of the speeches that you have and have the actual words that you said. And then you turn around and a pet peeve of mine, I did a little segment right before you came on. I hate it when people are always tossing out the phrase fake news, fake news, fake news. However, you were the victim of some fake news. They reported
Absolutely.
Things you said that you never said. That is fake news. Even organizations that supposedly are good, I think Slate was one of them.
Oh, yeah. Huffington Post, Slate, CNN. I mean, they very carefully fabricated what I said. I never said transgender were evil. I never said transgender should be crushed. I never said transgender was a disease. I quoted the DSM manual, and it is there. Psychiatrists have said in the manual, it's gender dysphoria. You can go look it up. In fact, the United States Army's transgender program requires the diagnosis before you can go into the transgender program. So it's very clear that what I said was accurate. And then they twisted it. I mean, the first, I think it was the AP that first twisted what I said. And Green said transgender is a disease. I never said that. I'm not a psychiatrist. I can't make that. But psychiatrists have put that in their manual.
Mm-hmm.
And so just intentionally saying false things to take down a Trump nominee. I mean, that's essentially what this became. And, we could stay there and fight indefinitely while a senator blocks the vote. Or we can say, okay, somebody else come in and lead the Army. And for me, the soldiers are more important mm-hmm. than Mark Green. I will always, that's what leaders do. You put the unit before yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You go last through the chow line. You park the furthest away from the office. You lead people that way. And I'm not going to make it about Mark Green. It's going to be about the soldiers. So I stepped aside.
Very cool. Well, so if you, whatever your decision is going to be in the next day or two, because there's also rumors that maybe you'll run against Bob Corker I mean, there are all kinds of rumors running around of actually what you might do. So, but if whatever decision it is that you make and you do stay in some sort of political role here in the state of Tennessee, do you foresee the same LGBT groups and what have you continuing to cause problems for you by making up things that you say?
Well, I think you're going to see anyone on the left do everything they can to discredit me because I'm a Christian conservative. That's going to continue wherever I go in politics, and I just am accepting that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But what we've got to do is truth has to matter, and you know you can say something about Mark Green all day long if it's true, and maybe even if it's negative, if it's true, you know, I own it. But if it's not true, you know, that's, we're not going to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I was in the nomination process, I wasn't, you know, basically I wasn't allowed to talk to the media.
Oh,
so,
I know.
I kept trying. You know, so here I am not able to say anything yet. These guys are building this negative and false message.
Well, do you, if I may ask, do you know who the senator was that was going to block you?
No, I didn't. I was not given the names. You know, the leadership came to me and said, hey, this is going to happen. And, I was not told the names. I do know that there were several that very publicly opposed me.
Right.
Chuck Schumer being one and Elizabeth Warren being the other.
Gotcha. All right. So, you say in the next couple of days you'll make a decision. So in the meantime, I have a question for you about your state senator position. There was a bill, and I'm a little confused on what happened to this one. It was a bill that would make sanctuary cities, banned in the state of Tennessee, and I think it's been put off till 2018. But your name was on that bill. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, I wrote the bill. I went to Tillman Goins in the House, said he wanted to carry it in the House, and we got him on the bill in the House. When I went up to D.C. to do my confirmation prep and all, you know, my classes in the Pentagon, I handed the bill off to Kerry Roberts in the Senate.
Yes.
And so I think between the two of them, they just decided maybe there wasn't some support there for it this year. I don't know. And they put the bill in, I guess, summer study. And so what I'm going to do is take the bill back over on the Senate side. And if Tillman doesn't want to carry it in the House, we'll give it to somebody else. But we're going to get that bill passed.
Well, in all of your decision making, I'm sure that you've seen the stories in the last couple of days that Nashville Metro Council, there have been some members who are introducing an ordinance that would, they're calling it, give Metro sanctuary city like policies, although they're not going to call themselves a sanctuary city. That's got to concern you, I would think, as a state senator, while you're trying to pass this bill to ban sanctuary cities when they are trying to maneuver like this before that kind of bill gets passed.
Well, absolutely. And all I've got to say about that is shame on them, because what we're talking about is when ICE issues a detainer, they know that a person has a criminal background and they've committed, you know, felony type things. They issue this detainer, and the local law enforcement, if they stop the person, they are supposed to detain them and turn them over to ICE. Well, if the city of Nashville wants to ignore those and have people come who are trying to run from those, so what happens when you create that sanctuary, that safe haven? That means all of those people who have committed those crimes come there so that they're safe. And that's going to spill out into surrounding communities. All I get to say is shame on them, because these are people who have committed crimes, and there's incident after incident after incident of serious crimes, murder, rape, and the city of Nashville has no moral right to do this. It is wrong. And they can count on us continuing to push this legislation to get it done so that, that kind of thinking is put to an end.
Very good. All right, State Senator Mark Green, thank you very much for being with me today. You say you're going to make an announcement in the next day or two. We are looking forward to that. If people want to stay in touch with whatever possible campaign you might have, how do they find you?
Mark Green for Tennessee. It's Mark Green, number 4, PN.com is kind of where we're going to be posting some stuff here in the very near future. And, of course, we'll make a big announcement soon.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. You know, a lot of people are on the edge of their seat. You know that. I know you can feel that. So Anyway, well, let us know if we can help you in any way, and we'll pass that announcement along as soon as we receive it. Thank you, sir, very much, and give your best to your family. I appreciate the time that you had today for us.
You will. Thanks, Pamela. Have
You're
a great
welcome.
Day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. That is State Senator Mark Green. It is 12:50.